Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School. This is Nandini Menon on behalf of Cedar Hill Prep School, talking to you about schooling in COVID times. Today we're going to discuss coping mechanisms, how to deal with anxiety and coping. I'd like to say that it's all about our perspective. Now, why is perspective so important? Samantha Sturkin had a wonderful article about it. She says, "The people who say every cloud has a silver lining, they aren't always hopeless optimists who don't know what else to say. Quite often, they're right. Maybe that silver lining isn't something that makes up for a tragedy, and maybe it's not something that makes you feel justified in the struggles you've experienced. However, fortunately and frequently, that silver lining is perspective. Some people learn perspective when they're 4, and others when they're 64. Once they acquire perspective, whether through tragedy, regret, or something else awful, they realize how important it is and wonder how they lived without it." So today, we again have some 6th graders talk about coping mechanisms. And we also have a professional, a teacher with 2 active children, who reflects on how she sees the children cope in the classroom and also in the personal life, how having 2 boys at home, active boys, and how they're all coping with the new normal. Let's hear from Sangeeta Lekhi, a middle school math teacher, on her reflections teaching and being a parent during COVID-19.
I don't see that much of a difference between the students I interact with on a day-to-day basis through online school and my own 2 boys, a 10th grader and a 5th grader. It's now been almost 8 weeks we've been teaching and learning online, and we've settled into this new normal, as it may be, where kids are interacting and finding themselves in this virtual and sometimes what feels like an isolating world. We always say that we do not learn in a bubble and that we need society to help us grow. Yet here we are practically living 24/7 in our homes, trying to connect socially and emotionally with our peers, albeit by a computer. Students have these concerns. They miss their friends, their peers, and someone to just be with. We may have lost the physical contact with one another, but our emotional connections and bonds continue and sustain throughout these quarantine times. We haven't changed the way we feel. We didn't become new people, but we have simply learned to adapt more and deal with more. And the students are no less. These children, let's give them credit for that. I mean, did these kids ever think they could stay home and not socialize with their friends for possibly months on end? If you ask them this before the pandemic, I'm certain most of them would say, no way. But these are the same kids who have now proven that they too can adapt and be tolerant, just like their adult counterparts. And let's not forget, though, they're still children. They're still going through adolescence. They're just beginning to understand themselves or define their identities, and they very much need guidance, same as always, and maybe at this time, perhaps even more. My 2 boys at home? Sure, they miss being with their friends, but we've tried to establish some type of routine now at home with the family, where every evening we're out together, playing basketball, going for a walk or a bike ride. We play board games, card games. We just make sure that every day we spend time together. In fact, I'd say my boys have started to like being quarantined, and they like being part of the baking and the cooking and participating in the kitchen and just in general being more present in the home. We recognize the importance of this physical activity, the importance of creating a family, social, and emotional support structure, which I believe is very important for them, and it always is, but I would say even more so. There has never been a time like now when I have seen these children needing the most support.
Stay tuned to hear from our 6th graders on what their views are on coping with anxiety and schooling during COVID-19?